Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Green 19! Green 10!
They hand it off again. Sailors into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Battlehawks strike first.
The highlight from your St. Louis Battlehawks, courtesy of Fox. And Jacob Sailors, St. Louis Battlehawks running back, he rushed for 3 touchdowns this past Sunday to tie the UFL record for most touchdowns in a game and set the Battlehawks record for most rushing touchdowns in a single game. He's second in the league in rushing. He was all UFL last year, and things are looking good for Jacob Sailors, who joins us now. Jacob, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day-to-day to chat with us.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for having me on.
So you have a game like the one you had this past Sunday, rushing for 3 touchdowns. Going into a game like that, did you know that you felt on that day, or did the momentum kind of pick up as the game went on?
You know, going into a game, you never really know if it's going to be your day or not. Kind of one of my mottos is leave no doubt. So I kind of take the same approach to each game, whether, you know, the good things happen, there's bound to be bad things, you know, just making sure I just capitalize on every opportunity that I get to help my team. And sometimes it looks like scoring 3 touchdowns. Sometimes it looks like, you know, no touchdowns, but I'm still doing my job at the end of the day.
So after the first touchdown, does the momentum and confidence start to build as the game goes on?
Absolutely, I do think so. Not necessarily for me, but from a team point of view and an offensive point of view, that first touchdown, yeah, it kind of gets the gears going, the wheels turning, and this offense is a lot of fun to be a part of. We got a great group of coaches, so you know, our goal is to, you know, put up as many score as many points as possible. You know, we want to break the scoreboard.
Oh, I love it. Well, how is it playing at the Dome? Like, just seeing the attendance that St. Louis football fans have, because, I mean, you know our history with everything that happened with the NFL, but St. Louis loves football, and the fans show up for Battlehawks games.
Absolutely. It makes home games so much more sweeter. There's always been a sweet feeling to have a home game, but in this league, with us having that dome in the whole city of St. Louis, it takes it up another notch. That some guys that come in, the first year guys that don't, they're not sure what to expect until, you know, you get thrown into the dome, you hear the crowd, the chants, all of that stuff. It's a very exciting place to play, and I'm just blessed to be a Battlehawk at the end of the day.
Jacob, what year of playing are you in the UFL? How many years you been doing it?
This is my second year in the UFL. Been playing football since I was 5, though, so it's been a long journey.
And is it as fast paced as it was for you in college, or is it just that more fast now that you're in the UFL?
I don't think necessarily at my position, it's not necessarily faster. I just feel like the margin of error is very slim when it goes to, like, you know, your step, like your left step or your right step. First, little details like that kind of get exposed in this league. But, yeah, you know, it's the same game that I've been playing for, you know, 20-plus years.
You mentioned that you started when you were five. When did you know, at what stage of playing football, did you realize you had what it takes to be a running back?
Honestly, it's one of those things where I've come from a small city, went to a small college, so I naturally have always had this chip on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. So to me, every day, you know, I go out there, even at practice, every game, you know, with something to prove, something not necessarily to prove to other people. I don't necessarily do this for other people, more so for myself and for all the coaches and mentors that have helped me get to this point. You know, I do it for them.
You mentioned being from a small town, Jasper, Tennessee. Are you? That's got to be fun, like being the pride of Jasper, Tennessee, having such a successful career in football.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Every time I go back home, you know, my city in Jasper shows so much love. And my favorite part is getting out there. I'll just show up to a high school practice or, like, a little league game. And, like, you know, just these kids don't necessarily know who I am, but their parents are like, hey, yeah, he went here and he plays on TV and stuff. And it enlightens me. It keeps me motivated and pushes me, you know, whenever things get rough and stuff. It's a very, very satisfying feeling that I continue to crave. You know, it's one of those things I want to help those kids just prove that, hey, yeah, we're from this small town. You know, the people that are here are still here from 50 years ago, but that doesn't mean that you can't go out there and explore. And I mean, this past weekend when we traveled to St. Louis, we were staying in, like, Clayton last year, and mm-hmm. this year we're staying downtown. So it was really my first opportunity to see, you know, St. Louis as a city. And, like, me, country boy, small town, like, I was overjoyed. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at all these skyscrapers and everything. You know, it's fun, that city feel, and I love it.
Were you, were you worried at all by the, worried's not the right word, but it's so different the way the UFL operates, right, where you practice in Texas, everyone practices there and then flies to their hometowns. Was that kind of an adjustment for you guys as players?
Somewhat, I will say there are some adjustment factors that go into it. But for me, I'm such a, like, just take it on how I get, you know, roll mm-hmm. with the punches. So it hasn't necessarily hindered me at all. But, like, the biggest thing for me, I love community service and interacting with the community that supports us, you know, show that same support to the community. So that's the biggest thing to me, is I wish we were in St. Louis, because I would love to, like, get out there, you know, interact with the fans more often and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of fun. Well, going back to post-college, the beginning of your professional career, signed by the Cincinnati Bengals as an undrafted free agent, later spent time with the Atlanta Falcons practice squad. How did those experiences help shape you as a player?
Yeah, you know, and the most beneficial experience was definitely that practice squad experience. The first time being in an NFL building during the season, you know, seeing these vets, how they approach, you know, game weeks is a lot different from training camp. So to be able to see some of those professionals, I was around, you know, guys that were in the league for 15 up to, you know, pushing 20 years with Calais Campbell, and just seeing the type of professionalism that they approach every single thing, whether it's walkthrough, workout, how they carry themselves in the building, little things like that is what I feel like contribute to me the most in today.
Yeah. What about when you do come to St. Louis? You mentioned, like, it being a big city. Have you had a chance to go to a Cardinals game or a Blues game yet while you're here?
I have not. No, I haven't got the invite yet. But I'm definitely very much looking forward to it. I'm a baseball guy, so I would I'd love to get out there and check out the Cardinals firsthand.
Did you play baseball growing up?
Yeah, baseball was actually my first love when it came to sports.
Really? How did you ever consider pursuing a professional career in baseball like you did with football?
In high school, I reached a point going into my senior year where my baseball coach told me, he was like, you have an opportunity if you want to play college baseball. It won't be like, you know, a huge school, but if you want it, it's there. And I told him, I was like, you know, I would love to do it, but football is where I see myself being most successful at. And it's led me here. So I feel like I'm happy with the choice still to this day.
Michael, can you imagine being talented enough at two sports where you have to choose, like, well, what path? I'm like mediocre at best at anything that I do. Like, I'm just, okay. So that, I think that's so amazing, the talent of professional athletes and how it's just a different level, Jacob, that you guys are operating at, where you're playing professional football. But yeah, you could consider baseball for a while. That's insane. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm not by any means on like Bo Jackson or Kyler Murray's level, but yeah, I was okay.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? Okay, this is a totally different question. It's like for parents. But Jacob, so you played multiple sports. Do you know how so many young kids these days, they're focusing on one sport and that's all they do all year round? Would you say that playing multiple sports helped you become the athlete that you are?
Without a doubt. And there was actually a study, I think when I was in college, somebody came in and gave it to us. I think it was somewhere around 80% of NFL players that were active played multi-sports in high school. So I think that alone says a lot. But to me, I feel like those multiple sports, there's different cultures, as weird as it may seem. Like, football has a different culture in the locker room than like a baseball team does. So it not only adds to like your interpersonal skills, but also like just the athleticism, you know, the hand-eye coordination, the mental aspect of baseball and what that can carry over to football. And I played basketball too. I'm not going to get into that because I was a terrible hooper, but the conditioning from that sport carries over to everything. And you know, it's a lot to gain, as well as for, like you said, these kids that play, you know, one sport. At that age, you really don't even know, you know, some of your strengths or even your likes, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that as a parent, you owe it to your kid to, like, at least open those avenues to them, because you would never know what's behind the door if you don't at least peek behind it.
That is such a great point. Well, Jacob Saylor is running back for the St. Louis Battlehawks. Your next game, April 13th, 3 days from now, 2 p.m., the D.C. Defenders are in town at the Dome to take on the Battle Hawks, and I believe it's the Blue Masquerade game, so all the fans going, wear your best Battle Hawks blue. What do you want to tell fans who might be thinking about going to this game this weekend?
Definitely show out. You're going to miss a great game. We're preparing to the best of our ability to put on a show for y'all and bring home that dub. So if you're not there, you're square. But I'm looking forward to seeing y'all all Sunday.
I love
Good
it.
For you, brother.
Jacob Saylor, St. Louis Battlehawks running back again. Just this past Sunday, tying the UFL record for most touchdowns in a game. He set the Battlehawks record for most rushing touchdowns in a single game. He's second in the league in rushing. You got to come see and cheer on Jacob Saylors. We appreciate your time, Jacob.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Go Hawks.
Yeah, that's right. Caw-caw. I love it. Jacob Saylors. Again, the Battle Hawks at the Dome at the America Center April 13th, taking on the DC Defenders.